The world has frozen over in the new movie Snowpiercer. It's set after a climate change disaster, and all of the action happens on a train which has to keep circling the globe for its passengers to stay alive. The movie itself is uniquely international. Snowpiercer is based on a French comic book, directed by a Korean auteur, and stars Hollywood A-listers including Tilda Swinton and Ed Harris. The movie became a worldwide hit after opening in South Korea last summer. As part of NPR's summer series, Book Your Trip, arts reporter Netta Ulaby explains why Snowpiercer took so long to come to the U.S.
Certain types of people have been waiting and waiting and waiting for Snowpiercer to open here. Film nerds, science fiction nerds, Tilda Swinton nerds, and fans of director Bong Joon-ho. Grady Hendrix is an Asian film expert who says Bong's movies masterfully subvert genre. Movies like 2003's Memories of Murder.
His serial killer movie was actually a really amazing movie about Korean history, but it also delivered the thrills you want in a serial killer movie.
Then in 2006, Bong's movie The Host was kind of a sly critique of American involvement in Korea dating back to the Korean War.
But it was also about a giant monster eating people.
The Host smashed Korean box office records and became an international sensation. So it was hardly a surprise when the director's next big action film, Snowpiercer, was immediately snapped up by Hollywood distributors Bob and Harvey Weinstein.
Uncle Harvey랑 많은 일이 있었지. 1년간 복잡한 일이
많았지. So Uncle Harvey, we had a long process.
Director Bong Joon-ho, during a recent trip to L.A., said Snowpiercer's U.S. release was delayed for almost a year. That's because Harvey Weinstein, known as Harvey Scissorhands in the film world, wanted to cut out 20 minutes and add a voiceover. Bong adamantly refused.
A lot of people think that I'm a control freak. I don't necessarily think that, but I do have that tendency.
The international film community rallied behind Bong Joon-ho, and, says Grady Hendrix, the Weinsteins eventually agreed to release Snowpiercer intact.
Their idea to simplify it was a very silly one. The movie's incredibly simple. It is a train. The poor people live in the back, the rich people live in the front, and the poor people in the back want to get to the front.
We're going to the front. Come with us.
All right. You're going
in oppressed underclass rebelling against huge wealth gaps, says director Bong Joon-ho, is maybe not exactly science fiction right now.
Similar to Occupy Wall Street in terms of the 99% versus the 1%, that's something that happens in other countries and also in Korea.
In Snowpiercer, Tilda Swinton embodies the 1%.
I belong to the front.
She's a hierarchical zealot, all angles, furs, and jewels, who lives to grind the underclass under her couture heels.
You belong to the tail. Know your place. Keep your place.
Of course, the 99% soon start forcing their way to the front. Snowpiercer compels, says Grady Hendrix, partly for its wealth of voluptuous and surprising visual details.
They encounter security guards who are wearing sort of black ski masks and look very threatening, but instead of having their eye holes cut out in the ski mask, they have mouth holes, which makes them far more surreal and menacing looking.
That's how the film keeps viewers off balance, constantly.
There's this moment where they stop at a sushi counter.
Do any of you feel like sushi?
The freedom fighters are exhausted and filthy from battle, but there they are at a luxurious sushi counter in a train car that's also a giant fish tank.
You people are very lucky. This is only served twice in a year.
Why? Not enough fish?
Oh, enough is not the criterion. Balance.
In our interview, the only time director Bong Joon-ho switched to English was while talking about this scene.
Yeah, taste of sushi, taste of fish in the moving train.
Sushi is sort of shorthand for the preferred food of the 1%.
Outside the window, you see the frozen ocean where the fish inside the tanks used to swim.
Before the ocean was ruined, partly to make this food. Such pointed, ironic juxtapositions are Bong Joon-ho's stock and trade.
Yeah, so it's really about just having fun with the audience. People go to the movies with certain genre conventions in mind, and they go see movies to have certain expectations met. And it's always fun to play around with those expectations to deliver what they came to see, but also give them things that they didn't expect.
Like a message about income inequality or environmental cataclysm in a high-octane summer action flick. That's what Bong Joon-ho delivers, along with violence, explosions, and special effects. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.